T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Life Alert, sponsored by Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Stick that in your pipe and smoke. It's 64 points on the board.
How about that game last night, huh? One of the more entertaining games of the year, you gotta think, right?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I had a hell of a time watching that game.
That was fun last night. It's amazing the difference that a legit quarterback can make for an organization. You know, I mean, like, you didn't have one in, what was his name, Browning Nagel or whoever the hell was playing quarterback out there
for the
Bengals. I mean, once they lost their guy and then they had to go to him, they were cooked. And then they get Joe Flacco in there and he's actually throwing to the receivers and you know, actually completing passes last night. And, you know, that thing went down to the end. The T. Higgins play was brilliant at the end, sliding down and, you know, making sure that he got down before you kicked that field goal. So you didn't give Aaron Rodgers the ball back with, you know, more than 7 seconds on the clock. But I mean, that was great. That was as entertaining as you could get from a Thursday night football game with two old dudes running around out there. Gave us everything that we wanted. And now that division, guys, that is wide open, except for the Baltimore Ravens, I would imagine, and Browns. Hey, maybe the Bengals and Steelers are going to fight this thing out for the end, huh?
The Ravens might have a better chance now that we think about it. Because what, 10-7 will win the AFC North?
Ooh, I don't know about that. Yeah, probably. Yeah, 10-7. Yeah. 10. Well, because Pittsburgh already
so
has four
losses?
Wins, right?
Are they 4-2?
Yeah, they're 4-2. The Bengals are now 3-4, and they've already had their bye week. Yeah, so they've got a string of games now where they've got to play, obviously, the last 11 games or whatever they've got on the schedule straight through. But the Chiefs had to do that last year and ended up going all the way to the Super Bowl. So, I'm not saying Pittsburgh is, but I mean, they've already got four wins. I mean, you know, you got 11 more to go. You're going to go 500 the rest of the way, and that should give you the division. But it's open now, man. It is open for business in the AFC North. And, you know, people always say it's amazing what a quarterback can do, but it is. I mean, like, if you don't have a legit quarterback like the Jets or the Cardinals or some of these other teams, the Dolphins, you might as well not show up on Sunday or Thursday or Tuesday or whatever night you're playing these football games. There's absolutely no reason to show up if you don't have a quarterback. The Bengals were left for dead, and they brought in Joe Flacco. And last night, man, he looked young. He looked spry. Those receivers looked excited to have a guy get him the football. And so, man, you can't write off the Cincinnati Bengals just yet.
The Pittsburgh Steelers' next three games, Packers, Colts, Chargers.
Yeah, that's a tough little stretch right there.
And then
right?
They get the Bengals again. Then they get the Bears and the Bills.
Yeah.
So
maybe
two wins there, maybe.
Well, just, I mean, I think
it's
it depends.
The NFL, we don't know.
Exactly. I mean, you thought yesterday there may be a blowout in this game, you know, and whatnot. So it's the NFL, exactly. You just don't know, you know, what's going to happen and how this thing is all going to play out and what teams are going to get up and, you know, who's in a mood, you know, on a Tuesday and, you know, decides they want to play and don't want to play. But I will say this, just looking up at the screen watching the game, that poor Joey Porter guy, man, that guy got his goose cooked last night. I mean,
So did Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but both of those guys, but that Porter guy, man, that poor guy got cooked last night. I can only think his dad is probably like, damn, come on, man, play better football.
His dad actually said he's up for adoption. I'm joking. Totally kidding. Not funny. Family show. Baltimore's schedule, rather easy. I don't know about. After they have a bye this week, and then they get the Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Vikings game will be a tough one for them, but it's, you know, coming off of a Dolphins game where they should be okay. Against the NFL, it's the biggest enigma in all of sports. You never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Who do the Dolphins have this week? Do we know who the Dolphins are playing off the top of your head this week? Because I'm interested to see how that Dolphins team comes out, too. Like, are they going to respond to this Tua stuff, or are they all going to go into their shell and not want to have an opportunity to play with this guy, you know, going forward? Because he did come out and apologize, which means, as you put it in our text thread the other night, he got piled last night, you know, Gomer piled and whatnot, probably inside that locker room, which I think if he was the quarterback and
Miami has a big one this week. They play at Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland, Miami this week. Wow. I mean, is that game even on TV? Has that been flexed to Tubi?
That actually is the featured game on your Southwest flight to wherever your destination is.
Yeah. You get to
watch the Browns or the Jerk Dolphins. Starring
Steve Martin.
Yeah, Steve Martin. What's his problem with these cans? He's got a problem with cans.
He made the phone book. I made the phone book. Right. I'm actually like, what's a phone book and who's Steve Martin?
I love Steve Martin. He's a Broadway guy.
That's true. Good point.
Tricky question. Yeah. What instrument is Steve Martin known to be playing for?
Flute. Damn it. I was going to say that.
Actually, the banjo.
I thought it was a mouth instrument.
I did too. Yeah. I was thinking of like one of those, one of those type of things. But
Max is really good with the kazoo.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. No, but it's Dolphins Browns this week. What a turd. That's at noon. We won't even know that.
Nobody will know that game's going on. Look at the coverage maps. I always like the coverage maps, and you can tell what they think of these games. You know who's getting the Browns Dolphins game? Miami and Cleveland, and that is it. They're not boring the rest of the nation with the Browns and Miami. But I am interested to see how the Dolphins respond this week, because it's been a rough week down there in Miami. Are they going to respond and come out and play good football? Or are they going to let the offensive line, you know, kind of part the seas and let, you know, Tua get his ass kicked back there?
Kind of interesting. Scale of 1 to 10, Cincinnati's uniforms last
love
night.
It. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that. But
the zebra cakes?
Yeah, I think I love the whiteout, but what I'm not a fan is how cheap Cincinnati is. Instead of getting new end zones, they tried to paint over the orange.
Is definitely bleeding.
And it's bleeding through. And
it's
terrible. I understand, but like, it's cheap season too in Cincinnati. That's a sign of cheapness right there. Get those end zones out, put new ones down, and make sure that thing looks good. As a guy with OCD, you know, I'm looking at that, I'm like, oh God, I can't stand the orange popping through. But also as a guy who, like, this is the NFL, spend the money the right way, do the right thing. That's as cheap a move as you can get by the Cincinnati Bengals, just painting over the orange and then having it all bleed through. I mean, that is a cheapskate move right there.
Embarrassing.
Something in the orange again. Great song. By the way, Mac was really mad at me this morning.
I'm sure he was.
He was hot, dude. I don't know what it was. Lack of sleep or something. If you had the choice, and I want you to think about this and not just fire away.
Yeah.
Because I know you love one of these guys a lot. And I know you don't like one of these guys a lot.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback.
Yeah.
Right now. Uh-huh. And you can implant one of these receivers on the roster.
Right.
Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, I don't think we need a wide receiver. I'll take a defensive lineman, but I understand what you're saying. I'll go with Justin Jefferson. I still go with Justin Jefferson on this one because I know he's going to be that team guy. I mean, I don't know. Like, we talked yesterday about how many different dudes are going to be getting the ball and targets and all this kind of stuff.
Pretty easy to be a team guy in the Chiefs, though.
I don't know if he, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know if he would be a team guy on the Chiefs. I've seen the way he acts on the Bengals, and I know that attitude doesn't work here in Kansas City. And I've never seen Justin Jefferson be a prima donna. And so
I guess I'm just asking for pure talent and like a receiver that you'd love to see Mahomes throw to for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I'll still go with Justin Jefferson on that one. I really like him a lot. And again, he has the right attitude for Kansas City, but that's who I would go with. I think Justin Jefferson's my guy in that category. Who did you go with, Mac?
Yeah, I went with Jettas.
Yeah.
But it's close. I mean, those are the two guys.
Yeah, I mean they are. Yeah, they're great. But I don't know.
They played on the same college.
It's absurd.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's yeah, it's insane. And you know when they turned around, they got Joe Burrow down there, right? They got their quarterback.
They showed him
down
a lot
there
last night. He looked like he'd been in the garage for quite a while.
Yeah, he sad.
He did.
Oh yeah. Flacco's out there balling.
Yeah, like Joe Burrow may not get his job back. They may have to trade him in the offseason if Joe Flacco continues to play like this.
Finally got some targets.
I mean, why would you go back to Joe Burrow when you got Joe Flacco darting this thing all over the yard at 41 years old? He's cheaper. You know, you could probably get a first-round pick if you traded Joe Burrow. I'm sure there'd be people lined up to get him. Like, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets. Hey, if
everyone you're, but, like, 10 teams.
Yeah, everybody would be lining up. I mean, what a bidding war that would be, though, honestly. Like, I mean, if you are a team, you would give up almost anything to get a quarterback like Joe Burrow if you don't have one, because they do make all the difference in the world. Just look at the difference Joe Flacco made last night for that football team. If Nate Browning was playing last night, there's no chance Cincinnati's even in that game. No chance they're even in that game. That's the difference the quarterback makes, you know, in the NFL. And people always say, oh, yeah, we'll get talent around this guy. If you're not believing in your quarterback every single game that you go out there, you don't stand a chance to win. And Cincinnati, those guys believed in him last night. That was fun to see, you know, those two guys kind of go at it. You know, Pittsburgh believing in their guy as well, and Cincinnati believing in their guy, and turned out to be a hell of a football game.
Offensive line looked great for Cincinnati.
Yeah, 2 second release, man, when you got that going. Yep.
It's like offensive line sacks, they're not just an offensive line stat, it's a quarterback stat too. Yep. Joe Burrow, the other thing looking
is,
at you.
Both teams ran the ball.
Come on, man. Yeah. That was crazy.
I mean, Jalen Warren. And Chris Brown. Chase Brown,
yeah. Yeah. Great game.
Effectively last. I mean, it was just a good football game last night, a fun football game last night, a very rare Thursday night where you're like, just wow, that was an exceptional football game. So, you know, it was good, and now we've got competition, and Pittsburgh lost, and that's good for us right now as we're watching the standings. You know, AFC team that's has a better record than us right now that can lose is always good for that playoff scenario type stuff. So
from the text line, I would take Jefferson. Another one from the 75, F Chase, push off Queen.
Does like a nice little push off.
He does. Yeah, there was a couple last night that they thought may have been offensive pass interferences. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Jalen Ramsey standing around going, "What did I do?" And you know, Porter standing around going, "What did I do last night?" But those wide receivers played for their quarterback. They did, and that offensive line may have played for their quarterback last night too. Yeah.
Would Philly trade for Burrow from the 816?
Oh, of course they would. Yeah.
Just do the Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade?
Yeah, that would be, awesome. But I don't think...
With Baltimore. Have Lamar go to Cincinnati and have Burrow go to the Baltimore Ravens.
Now, but I don't think the time has ended for Burrow in Cincinnati. The time had ended for Stafford and Goff. Like, it was time to move on for both of those guys. I don't think there's... I'm just obviously being facetious when I say that.
Of course.
But I don't think the time has come for Joe Burrow to have to move on to go somewhere different. I mean, if I'm Cincinnati, I don't think we're at that point in time yet. I don't even think if we're Baltimore, we're at that point in time yet. Maybe we are with Lamar Jackson. So, but a blockbuster quarterback trade this offseason would be freaking awesome.
Oh, it's coming. Something's happening this offseason. Today's National Mulligan Day.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Stopped using those a long time ago on the golf course. Get a breakfast ball so you get two out the first tee. But after that, no mulligans unless you want to go play miniature golf.
I do the same thing with disc golf. Love that.
Yeah, you get two out the first tee, so you take your big stick out, try to get aggressive with your first shot. If it works out, all right, we're off to a good start. If it doesn't, all right, let's take the 3-wood out, put this one in the fairway, and let's play smart. Anything in life you wish you had a mulligan with?
You know, I don't think so.
No regrets?
No, I mean, I think like everybody has like, oh, I wouldn't have ordered that at dinner or anything like that. But the older I get, and I was having this conversation with a friend of mine at lunch yesterday. He's 20 years older than I am. And we were just kind of having one of those life conversations. And I'm like everything you do in life leads you to where you are. Like every decision that you make has an impact on where you are. And I talk about it all the time. If I didn't go to KU, like I wouldn't have kids. I wouldn't have my wife. I wouldn't be here. You know, I looked at Auburn. What if I went to, exactly. There's a lot of people in the 816 going, hell yeah, keep your ass home.
You mean to tell me you could be Dusty?
Yeah.
I'm glad I went to KU.
And you know, like all those little decisions. And so if you have that like regret and you change something like the space-time continuum, I always look at them like, damn, if I would have changed that, the end result that I have right now in life is probably not here, and I kind of like my life right now. You know, I kind of love where I am and everything. So the more I think about it, I'm like, nah, I don't know that I really have any regrets, because if I change those regrets, does it change the end result? And so that's why I just look back and go, nah, I kind of like where I am in life right now. What about you guys?
Yeah, I kind of, I mean, echo Bob. I'd say the older I get, the more I realize that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I could think of some things.
Yeah.
I think if I go back in time, I wouldn't have gotten, I wouldn't have lied, which again, it goes to your theory of like getting to where you are today. I wouldn't have lied to my professor, Joe Moore, that I was going home for the weekend on homecoming and that I couldn't cover the game.
Story sucks.
Instead, I got absolutely obliterated on homecoming weekend. And one of my classmates recorded me walking home at 10 a.m. in the streets, completely like those people you see at the games that have had too much.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that guy. We'll see him on Sunday. Yes,
and then showed my professor the video of me like, Dusty's here. Like,
well, completely that person sucks, though.
Oh, she sucked big time. And she ratted me out. And then I got a call the next Monday to come into the meeting with the office. And I didn't get to meet the president of the United States, and the rest of my classmates did. And all my family's going, aren't you in Warrensburg? Because at the time, I think it was Obama. It was Obama that was in office. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, our media network's going to showcase everything at the speech or whatever. And he shook all their hands. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. I wasn't one of those people. And that is what made me be like, all right, the frat life's over.
Let's get
this degree. Let's move on with my life. So, yes, but my regret, like if I did get to do that, would have been awesome. It's something that I'll never probably get the opportunity to do again is meet whoever the president is. I'll never be able to probably do that. And I had that opportunity. It was taken away from me because of a dumb mistake that I made.
But what if you didn't make that dumb mistake? Maybe you aren't sitting here right
exactly.
now.
You know, maybe like, I don't want it as much.
Yeah,
you know,
it's crazy because I think about that all the time. Oh, maybe I never should have gone to St. Louis. No, I should have gone to St. Louis. That was the best decision that I made because I, you know, Scott Parks used to tell me sometimes you have to go away to get back to where you want to be. And I wasn't in a great situation before I went to St. Louis. And so I needed to go and it was good. And, you know, I hated living there. It was the worst 3 years that we've ever spent, you know, together because the people are over there, I just didn't like. And so I used that though to get back to here, and you know, it's worked out for my family. And so like that could be the biggest regret. Oh, I went to St. Louis. I should never have done that. No, yeah. I should have. I'm glad I did and had those 3 years and got away from the situation I was in to get back to where I am right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that'd be like the one thing that sticks out the most because I still go back in time and I'm like, because every once in a while those pictures will pop up on your like Facebook timeline or whatever. And you're like, oh yeah, 2000 and whatever year that was, I could have done that. And I didn't get to do that because I was an idiot. And because somebody ratted me out. So
yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to tell you what you did. Not cool. But that person that ratted you out, man, I grew up in New Jersey. Snitches, man.
Snitches get stitches, boy.
You don't snitch. Like, what are you gaining by doing that?
It's
what
funny.
Was she gaining by doing that?
Oh, I mean, it was, you know, we had like a rotation of people got to do certain jobs. And, you know, I did a lot of stuff that maybe other people wanted to do. And I remember I met some people out at Llewellyn's one night. And they're like, hey, are you Dusty? Like, yeah, like, dude, I know exactly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Exactly who did that to you? And I'm like, yep, that's her. They're like, hey, I need to do some story. I'm like, I don't want those stories. I moved on in my life. I'm glad that her life is better that way.
There's an old Garth Brooks song. What she's doing now is tearing me apart. You know that song, What She's Doing Now? I wonder what she's doing now. I bet you probably know.
She's a loser. married with kids. How's your life? anyways, just kidding.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.